the NHS's financial difficulties highlight why reforms are so urgent? Well, first of all, let's fill in a little bit of background information. At the last general election in May, Labour convinced voters that it should be given a third chance to sort out the National Health Service. Since then, however, there have been worrying signs that things are not going to plan. Indeed, a recent survey of medical directors painted a depressing picture. Three quarters of those working in acute care hospitals reported that their trusts were facing a financial or funding shortfall. Some 40% said this would lead to a recruitment freeze, and around 25% said that their trust was considering redundancies. Well, there's quite a paradox in all of this, because this spectre of financial famine appears rather perplexing at a time when there is so much money coming in to the NHS. Indeed, record sums of money are coursing into the veins of the NHS. Let me give you some statistics to back this up. Since 1998, cash spending has risen by nearly 10% a year, equivalent to real annual increases of over 7%. The Treasury is indeed committed to keep boosting the health budget at around these rates until the financial year ending in spring 2008. Well, against this background of wealth and finance, indeed tax-funded abundance, if you like, critics of the government are suggesting that reforms are needed to make the NHS far more responsible for its finances and its actions. One big area that seems to need tackling is the question of contracts and pay deals. New contracts for hospital consultants and GPs are proving far more costly than the government expected. The consultants, to begin with, have received a large pay increase for very little so far in return, according to many analysts of the health sector, whereas GPs are now earning in the region of £100,000 a year. And their income has been lifted by a big increase in performance-related pay, which is a very important and new concept in the NHS. Indeed, the pay increases received by GPs have been far more generous than in many other developed countries. Well, with nurses and other NHS workers also receiving a boost in earnings, higher pay today accounts for about half the increase in this year's budget, which is, in economic and financial terms, an enormous share of the whole budget. So, hence, the NHS, for many people, for many critics, is in a financial fix, not because of reform, but rather because of a lack of it. I'd just like to break up my speech at that point. What the